Evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I am chair of the committee. I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
I don't think I heard R. Paul.
That is a very good point. Okay. I will be calling the roll then, starting with KPFA, Barbara Whipperman. Brian Edwards Tiekert is here. Michael Novick.
Present.
Michael Novick is here.
R. Paul.
R. Paul, why don't we take it from the top? Would you, we're on the screen. Could you please call the roll?
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jenner.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Meneja Saba. Raul Salvador.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman. We have eight. That's a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We are on to agenda approval. I sent a draft agenda out 2 nights ago. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So move, Tony.
Agenda approval is moved by Tony Norman. Does anybody wish to make any amendments to the agenda?
Marcus here. I sent out a notice. I hope you guys received it.
You want to hold off on WPFW budget review until Thursday, correct?
Right.
Can I recommend we just keep it on the agenda? You move to table it if and when we get to it?
Whatever you say, sir.
All right. Any other amendments to the agenda?
Well, this is Michael Levy. I guess I'll be doing the same thing.
All right. Let's, rather than wasting time dealing with it during agenda approval, let's just that is when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone wish to propose any further amendments to the agenda? Is anybody opposed to approving the agenda in the form it was sent out? Hearing no opposition, the agenda is now adopted. We're on to minutes approval. R. Paul sent out earlier today minutes for the public session of September 18th, 2014. I would like a motion to either approve them or postpone their approval.
Mr. Jim, motion to approve.
A motion to approve the minutes of September 18th from Jim Boyd. Does anybody wish to propose any amendment to or modification of those minutes? Public session. Hearing none, those minutes are now adopted. Mr. Secretary, am I correct that we are now caught up to what you have sent out?
Yes.
All right. Then we are done with minutes approval. We're on to fiscal year 2015 budget review. The first budget we have up is the Pacifica Radio Archive budget. Who will be presenting on this? Did I hear that Brian DeShazer is on the call?
Yeah, I am on the call.
Thank you for joining us a third time, Brian. Can you walk us through the changes since the last version that we've looked at?
Sure. I think the bottom line is from last year's 2014 budget to this year's 2015 budget, without respect to the grant funds, we've gone from $601,865 operating expenses to a reduction of $550,374. So what we did actually was not so much, it's the changes from the last time had to do with depreciation add back the pension contributions, unpaid loans from national office, and the inclusion of the 2% central services, which you all approved on October 6th, to my understanding. But those are, you know, were very few changes to the budget since the last time, unless Raul can identify any others that I missed.
Raul?
That is pretty much it. We had, I don't know whether it's the previous one, but we did reduce the temporary archivist or cataloger
right.
from a 12-month budget to 6 months period. So that's a temporary assignment to work on the grant that Brian was talking about. So that is essentially the change, the additional change that was made from the previous version.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, any questions on this budget?
Yeah, Jim.
Got Jim Boy. Who else? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, on the reduction of the cataloger from 12 months to 6 months, does that put the grant in any jeopardy?
It definitely makes it tight, but we're working with Raul and Margie, and you know, what we want to do is to, one, get the job done, but also if we do need to extend it through the rest of the year, then you know, it's my job to raise the money or to identify funds from foundations or discretionary external funding resources rather than fund drives and taking it from the revenue that we've already identified. So I would like to say that we really need her for a year, but, you know, I think very, very, like, below minimum is the 6 months, and then working towards identifying external money in these 6 months will be the job. And then if we don't make it, then we'll just have to do without and do the work some other way.
Just want to express my appreciation for the hard work you do for Pacifica. Thank you.
Michael.
Other questions? I've got Michael for Stack. Who else?
Barbara.
I've got Barbara for Stack. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, it wasn't a question. I just wanted to reiterate that we've been setting up this development task force at KPFK. And so, you know, if you want to talk about the possibility of some of those people working on grant writing with you or finding some other ways to raise funds, you know, but we definitely need it. And, you know, helping out.
Oh, great, Michael. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just FYI, we were able to submit a letter of intent to the Grantee Foundation on October 4th for a possible grant, which wouldn't start until after August, but of course we don't include it in the budget until we actually get invited to apply.
Okay, I'm going to reiterate the appreciation that Tim is with.
Next on stack, I have Barbara. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, we've just been wondering about your business manager shows one full-time position, and if some of the work is being done for KPFK, should there be something like 75-25 split, or have you ever considered that?
Actually, I think that's what is in this budget, Barbara. Raul, I think you need to take that on because I don't know actually
yes.
how the split was done.
Actually, on the payroll schedule, payroll tab, under the business manager's line, you have that is equivalent to 75% of the business manager's compensation. The 25% is being allocated to KPFK as you will be helping out in their accounting.
So it's just the FTE that isn't changed.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Anyone else with questions or comments on the TRA budget? If there's no further discussion, I'd like a motion on this budget.
And a motion to approve the budget.
Motion from Michael Novick to approve the budget from the Pacifica Radio Archive as submitted. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, the Pacifica Radio Archive budget is now approved. Brian, thank you not only for your work, but for your patience with us.
Sure, and thank you for your patience, too. I know it's a rough road we're riding these days, and we're doing all we can to help with reductions and continuing to do the hard work. And hooray, thank you all so much.
So now we are on to the final review of the National Office budget, which Raul sent out in its final form earlier this week. That was Brian leaving. Raul, can you walk us through the changes to your budget since our last review?
Sure. Actually, the only changes... Oops, I just lost my budget. That. The only change that I done since our last discussion of this was to add the cash flow tab on the schedule, and it is providing you with a lot more information about how we're going to operate this national office. If you look into the cash flow tab, we have identified some additional cash receipts that are not relating to the operations of the National Office in 2015. These are timing differences, as you may. This is actually expenses and disbursements that were not done in the prior years that are going to be executed in 2015. Hence, it's an adjustment to our budget. Our budget initially restarts with the net cash surplus of only $4,000 from operations of 2015, and that is the budget for 2015. Then we add, we anticipated some additional cash receipts that we are projecting to receive. And one of them is the catch-up of 2014 clinical services. As everybody know, we have I shared a report that I presented to the PMB. We have about $600,000 of unpaid 2014 central services that were not paid by the radio stations. Hence, we are proposing a very minimal monthly off of that amount of the outstanding balances. If you can see from lines 34 to 40, it tells you what we're expecting. It's between $3,000 to about $6,000 monthly to pay for the previous year's unpaid central services. In addition, there's a couple of radio stations who fell behind their healthcare bill backs. These are through unpaid bills that the two stations, WPFW and DAI, has not paid their healthcare. And that's about $46,000 that the National Office is expecting to receive in the first quarter of 2015. Overall, with the minimal monthly payoff of central services from the fire stations and this healthcare bill back payoff, we anticipate for the year we're going to be about $346,000 that we're recuperating from these stations. However, that $346,000, we anticipate that we wanted to pay some past due bills that we didn't pay in 2014 and before that. One item is the pension catch-up from 2012-2013. And obviously 2014, we're going to be paying this fiscal year 2015. In addition, we have made some payment arrangements with our vendors and professional legal services, and that's all listed in the old bill statement plan section, and it tells you exactly what we are, what we have agreed to pay these vendors, except for a few of these items that I identified that that's still under negotiation. That is the plan that we have established to pay off, and a total of about $325,000 in addition to our regular operations would have to be paid out in 2015. And again, we're anticipating to get those funds from the payoff of the radio stations central services from prior years. And that's about it. That's the only change that we had.
Questions on the national office budget?
Marcus, I have a question.
Got Marcus, who else?
Okay.
Got our Paul, who else?
This is Lydia, just announcing I just got on the call. Thank you.
Welcome aboard, Lydia. Go ahead, Marcus.
Okay, so two quick ones. I've always wondered about the comptroller position. Can you talk a little bit about what that function of that position is and why it's in the central position?
Well, actually, the controller position pretty much do all the accounting and oversight of the two accounting clerks, and you know, actually going to the ledgers, doing reconciliation, doing reviewing the bills. At this point, we are dedicating that position to complete the audit, to complete the audit schedule, to compile the audit schedules that's being generated from the radio station, and then to augment the human resources from the other business departments, basically do their work, do their reconciliation if they don't have any business manager if they're falling behind. But that's not the true function of the controller. But the true is that actually doing and supervising the actual day-to-day accounting and business operations of the foundation, as well as actually performing entries, doing journal entries, and controlling some of the flow of information into the national office.
This person reports to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And my second question is, I see Democracy Now! Popped up a couple of times. Do the numbers represented in the back of a back payment, do they represent some kind of negotiated arrangement we have with them?
No, as I indicated last couple of meetings, we do not have a definite agreement with them for the new years. The contract apparently was expired at the end of 2012. And so, but in 2013, we continued to accrue them at the existing rate. We felt that we are going under negotiation with them and we'll definitely negotiate at least half of that fee for this year.
Okay. I apologize if I'm behind on that one. Okay.
Next, I have our Paul.
Okay. In these. Okay, so for the older bills, this is very rapidly around $300,000 of older bills here. I'm seeing, and And so with the pension catch-up and older bills, it's 324 that you're hoping to get.
Right.
And, geez. All right, so you're looking to get 324 from the stations, and you're also looking to get catch-up central services of, let's see, of about another, what is that? That's close to, $300, between 250 and 3.
Yeah, $300,000.
So you're looking for, so for past due bills, you're looking for something like a bit more than $500,000.
No, $346,000.
Okay, well, let me go back to that. Okay, so the 346.
It's $300,000 for the cash up central services, and $46,000 for the healthcare bill backs.
Yes, and then we look at the other number, which we just went over, which is the old bills.
$324,000.
Right. So we're looking at $600.
No, no, no. The 346 is money coming in to the national office.
Yes. And it's coming in from the station.
Right. And the 324 right. is going out.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you're balancing the old bills with the catch up receipts. So
exactly.
346.
Right.
Coming from the stations, and that's going to do the 324.
Right.
All right, so you're looking for 346 from the stations.
Right.
All right, thank you.
And again, this tells a lot of story, a story where it's one of the reasons why probably the national office during majority of 2014 was not able to pay the bills at that time. That's because there's about $600,000 funding that didn't come to the national office.
Michael, I'll look at this back.
I've got Michael. Hello. Go ahead, Michael. I'll put myself on after you.
Yeah, just following up on that. So you're anticipating continuing the backup collections from the stations into the following fiscal year as well. Is that the idea?
Yes. But very minimal. Like I said, the total of folk services, about $630,000. It's probably, by the time we get September, it's probably going to be about $700,000. And this is just probably half for this year. We're trying to anticipate a minimal payoff of that.
So, but that leaves half for the following year or stretching it out or something. But
yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
You good, Michael?
Yeah.
So, Raul, this is Brian. I guess my concern is that the stations don't appear to have the cash flow to make that level of catch-up payments. The one station budget that we approved, KPFT, doesn't have enough cash surplus to cover the payment schedule in here. And every draft budget we've seen so far has been basically break-even. They're not generating cash surpluses. So, well, what's the plan if the catch-up payments aren't coming in?
Okay. Well, the big part of this whole payoff plan, the bottom four, FSRN, Democracy Now!, Tracker Hut, and the miscellaneous, is essentially a discretionary, and we still, you know, it's a projected, an estimate. Moses is still under negotiation, and there's about $168,000 there. Now, if we don't have this the money coming in through the from the station, we will have to manage the operating budget and make some cuts on the national office operational budget.
Make some cuts to your operations so that you can make catch-up payments to creditors.
Oh yeah, if there are any expense that could be discretionary at that point, then we'll find ways to do it. But there's $168,000 of that catch-up payment that is not necessarily exact, so that's kind of our cushion.
Uh-huh. Have you discussed the catch-up schedule with the stations themselves?
Yes. I sent them the information on Monday, and I talked to them about it at our leadership meeting as well.
I have a question specifically about KPFA. You identified that there was a 120-some-odd thousand overpayment of central services by KPFA in 2013, and then you're indicating we owe 120-something from 2014. Have the two been balanced against each other, and have they been balanced against other inter-unit loans?
No, we have reported that KPFA... specifically KPFA, in 2013, they in 2013, they have a balance of
Raul, you still with us?
I'm looking for the 2013. I couldn't find it right now in my directories. I only have the 2014 contribution in front of me, but I believe it was there was contrary to what was being. I don't know where you got the overpayment. But we didn't see any overpayment for 2013. There was a discussion of that, so if that, there was a balance from the 2014.
I thought you had confirmed that KPFA was double billed for several central services payments.
Yes, and we did adjust to that, and then that's what I'm looking for. We had that reconciliation of APFA because there was an over accrual of that. Hang on a second, let me talk to Efren because I couldn't find his directory right now.
While we're waiting, I'll just mention that I did talk to the business manager and general manager and interns at KPFK today, and they were trying to recalculate our budget based on these additional, backfill of unpaid essential services and some other unpaid bills that the station itself has. So they're in the process of trying to rework the budget to accommodate.
It's a pretty staggering amount to catch up on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having a hard time envisioning how we are going to catch up on bills without getting that CPB money back at some point.
Well, KPFK, unfortunately, is in the fix around that because whatever happens with the rest of the network, KPFK was had been on a 3-year notice of not qualifying because of insufficient listenership and insufficient listener support compared to the TPP criteria. For the size of our markets.
I'm looking at that assessment here and at 346, and you know, WPAI already has a lot of unpaid bills, and you know, we're being assessed $75,600 to catch up, and I don't know what we won't pay in order to pay that. I mean, why we?
Okay, right, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the amount was $71,000 that was ahead, that KPFA was ahead at the end of 2013.
Okay.
$71,445 per the reconciliation. So, and then what was owed was $100, and for just the central services for 2013 was $150,000. For 2014, so there's about 80,000, and that this is not including September central services. So the net amount is about $80,000 plus September, whatever that September is.
And are there other types of advances or inter-unit loans that count separately, like the money that KPFA advanced for the October 1st benefits payment for WPFW?
Yeah, that's part of the $10,000. That's October 1st.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. What do you mean for WPFW?
My understanding is you borrowed money from KPFT and KPFA in order to pay United Health benefits?
No, they advanced KPFA advanced $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they paid part of the $10,000 of the $150,000.
Okay, so is it already factored into your balance, is my question?
No, not on this, not yet, no. Because okay. The $150,000 is still not final because we still haven't put the September central services yet.
Got it.
But the thing is, for the whole year, is less than what it, you know, the
next
year might be less.
No, it could be more. The September, the balances that I reported on my last report that I shared with you is up to September, up to August Central Services and payments through September 30. So, but we haven't received the information for September listener support to be able to compute what is owed national office for September. So it could be a little bit more. But what I did is I based the minimal payoff from the existing, the whatever the balance is at the end of the September 30. Yes, Michael.
Well, I'm just saying that the total for the catch-up for the year, the KPFA, is about $69,000, and for KPFK, it's about $51,000. And so that's not the full amount that you think the catch-up is.
No. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we don't want to put a bigger strain to the to already very close budget on the station side. And then
we're
just testing the waters if we're able to pay this, and then the following year, if we are able to pay off some of these balances, and you know.
Any further questions on the national office budget?
Michael Novick, can we get, as the fiscal year proceeds, can we get updates on how these, you know, both the actuals sort of for current central services and the actuals for the catch-up are going month by month?
I'll be happy to give you kind of a recap of month to month on how we're catching up with those bills. After we finish with all these audits and everything, we'll be able to generate those special reports, other reports.
Well, we should be able to read it off balance sheets, right? If we get them monthly, we'll see declining balances.
Right. The problem with the actual balance sheets and the reports, it's showing the net effect of the ins and outs of the intercompany balances. So it doesn't just tell you which one is for the old, that how much is being paid off from the older balance. So it's all commingled together in one account. So I'll be able to determine, we'll be able to report if these payments are happening from month to month. And again, I think it's really important that now that we actually balance the budget and use the central services for the national office, it is very critical that we get those payments on the amount that they are supposed to be due. And that's because we're going to be heavily relying on that. That's going to be, we cut our costs, and we rely on those central services.
Any further questions or discussion on the national office budget?
Yeah, R. Paul, you mentioned before on the balances, I didn't catch the full amount you were saying. That what was it? The balances for KPFA. I didn't catch the numbers on that exactly.
Okay, I could recap to you what I have reported. I sent an NFP report, and I shared with the PNB as well. The balances of each of the radio stations. And let's see here. Okay, the preliminary central services due the national office through the August listener support and fund receipts. And then reflecting payments through September, the balances are KTFA $150,000 less the $77,000 that they overpaid in 2013. Then KTFK is $103,000. WBAI had 151,000. WCFW had 134,000, and then they made some payments, about $25,000. So it's about $100,000 for CFW. I'm talking about KPFT. CFW is 134,000, and KPFT is 88,000 after the payments that they made, at for a total of $628,000. That's not including September Central Services. We already have $628,000.
Anything further on the national office budget?
I have one quick question, which may further show my lack of information. It's about the satellite fees. Can you kind of just briefly tell me how we use satellites operationally in the national office and what that refers to?
Yes, they're actually for the operations of the radio station. There are two components. One is we pay Clear Channel a satellite to broadcast our station, our regular programming, and that we pay about $29.90 a month. And then we also pay DRSS or NPR for the Democracy Now! Transmission.
Right.
That's out between $4,000 and $5,000 a month.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. So informed. Thank you.
Sure.
Anyone else? So our conversation to this point has mostly been on the cash side of the budget. We've gone over the operating side in previous meetings. I feel like Raul's articulated a contingency plan for what happens if all of those station collections do not occur. It seems like a fairly likely possibility given the condition of the stations right now. Does anybody want to propose a motion with regards to this budget?
Tony, move. Don't move.
Tony Norman, moving approval of the national office budget?
Yes.
All right. Any objection to that motion?
I just realized that technically we're recommending approval of the PNB, is that right?
Correct.
So then the motion would be approve the national office FY15 budget and recommend it to the PNB. Is that it?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to you, Tony?
Yes. You are plucking to play that retroactively, the one for the PRA also.
Paul, for a fast comment?
Shoot, our Paul.
Yeah, geez, you know, that 346, I don't, the stations, I don't, you know, how is that coming in? I mean, the stations are all, you know, one station has three figures, I think two stations have three-figure surpluses, which can go away within minutes, you know, and now we're looking at 346 that's supposed to come in for back bills, which I understand, you know, they got to be paid and all. I'm just saying, you know, I think if we pass this, we have to understand that that we're sort of doing so with fingers crossed and one eye closed. Because, you know, where's this money? How are the stations that are struggling and haven't been able to pay going to not only pay fully for FY15, but are going to cough up the extra 346? it's very dicey looking to me.
Or Paul, you have any proposals about what to do about that situation?
Well, I would suggest that we, you know, as you know, the WBAI-OSB has passed a motion that with our budget that we look at it in 45 days again. Maybe we need to add a provision that we're going to revisit this, the national office budget, with a particular eye towards, you know, those back payments coming in under 3 months, because, you know, if we wait to see the first quarter, which we're not going to see until, what, maybe February or something, if in February we're looking and we're seeing, well, we don't seem to see that the back bills at 346 is really coming in, and oh my, it's going to be a little late. So maybe we need to schedule a look to see how, maybe just to see how the back bills are coming in, see how that 346 is coming in sooner than the first quarter.
Well, we are
scheduled
to meet every other week. I assume we'll be tracking budget for actual performance once we're done with budget approval. I heard Adriana, who has not spoken yet, and then I have Michael.
Yes.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. I think that what I'm listening is to, we are like, that's the way that I see it. We are like a family with five members and the household that is the Pacifica National Office. We are saying that the five stations that are provoking, that are making us to have some debts, we let the stations to use money that they don't have to have debt, but we are asking the national office to do something because the five stations will not do what they are supposed to be doing. I think that this is the main problem that we are having here. We should be sure that every station not only pay their bills, they pay their debts, and then the national office will not have any problem, and the foundation will not have any problem. It's not thinking that the national office needs to change. What we need to change is the culture of the stations. We need to pay our own way, and we are responsible for our debts. Then what we need to start doing, maybe, is revisiting all the budget of all the stations, and be sure that we not only pay our dues, we take all the debts that we have with the national office. I think that this should be the conversation. Not what the national office will do if we don't do, the station don't do what they have to do. Thank you.
Paul?
I have Michael next. I'll put our Paul on afterwards. Michael?
Well, I kind of agree with what Adriana said, but I think that that's why I asked my question about, could we get monthly reports on how we're doing on the current and the back central services, and Raul said that he would, you know, develop a report on that. So I think we're going to be looking, you know, we're not waiting for a quarter to go by. We're looking specifically at that question of whether the state has the capacity to pay back some of that, you know, obligation.
Back to you, Arpal.
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue of, you know, as if the stations are just refusing to pay or just don't feel like paying. Money's not there to stretch too far. So, you know, that's why, yeah, I mean, if we're looking at it monthly, fine, but we're really going to have to look at it on a monthly basis. Because it isn't, again, it's not discretionary. It's, you know, which outstanding important bill will you not pay in order to pay the other outstanding important bill? So, and all the stations are sort of in that position. That's all.
Yeah, I think it's, this is Brian, and I'm calling on myself. You know, we have a real balancing act here. There is a very real risk to cutting drastically, which is that the money you stop spending affects the amount of money you have coming in. It cuts your fundraising capacity and helps much less than we thought. So if we wanted to catch up on $5 million in bills in 6 months, we could catch $10 million, cut $10 million in spending. That wouldn't catch us up on bills. It would just put Pacific out of business because we wouldn't have anyone left on payroll anywhere in the network. And clearly, we can't tolerate the status quo, which has seen the network and the stations all slipping further and further behind. So, you know, we're putting together hopefully the best plans we can under extremely adverse circumstances. And I think we're going to have to be doing extremely frequent, extremely detailed reviews as soon as these budgets are approved, whatever shape they're approved in. So we have a motion from Tony Norman to approve the national office budget in its current form and send it to the national board for approval. If anyone wants to attach any provisos regarding review, that would be the time to do it, although I do think it goes without saying that it is the committee's work to do that review, and that's why we have meetings scheduled every other week for the rest of the year that this committee will be meeting. Does anybody want to make any further proposals or amendments regarding the national budget motion?
Well, we've already said we're going to do it monthly, right? So does that need to be put in there? I mean, we've stated it, and I think it was important for us to have a little short discussion about this. I don't know that we need to put it in there. If we need to, I don't know. What do other people think? Do we need to put that in, or is it understood?
Put it in.
Well, what is it? Question. What's the monthly again? The reporting or?
Yeah.
The National Finance Committee would review monthly budget versus actual performance and patients' progress in catching up on payments to the national office.
I have an amendment.
Hold on 1 second, Adriana. Let me type up what I've just said so we don't start crossing our wires and what we're discussing. Okay, the motion is, during fiscal year 2015, the National Finance Committee shall review monthly the budget versus actual performance of all financial units plus stations' progress on catch-up payments to the national office. And Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. What I want to add is that we do that review. We saw the budget that we are approving because the in order to have the national office to comply with its budget, needs to be that every station is doing their job every month. I think that it's wise for us to have that review and be sure that every station is complying every month. If not, we can solve the problem where the problem originates, that is in the station, knowing the recipient of what stations are doing.
Okay, further discussion on this?
Marcus, I just think that what we're talking about is the basic function of this committee.
I don't see where we need to add anything, but if you guys want to, I'll vote for it.
Thank you, Marcus. Anyone else?
Your motion hasn't hit. Yeah, you sent this out, right?
Oh, actually, you know what? I sent it to you personally, Arpal.
Oh,
I did not send it to the full listserv.
All right, let me get...
I will forward it to the listserv right now.
Up to here. And there it is. Okay, so what I have is an amendment that says during FY15, the National Finance Committee shall review monthly the budget versus actual performance of all financial units plus stations' progress on catch-up payments to the National Office.
That is the motion. Is there any objection to that motion?
Just a question. Question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The monthly budget versus actual performance of all financial units, that a national office report that, or is it not going to be coming from the management of each radio station?
Past, and this is going back several years to the last time I was on this committee, the stations were each responsible, the stations all had business managers, first of all, which they don't now. They were all responsible for their own bookkeeping. The national office was responsible for some entries, like payroll. And I think the stations had a deadline for closing their books for each month, and then the national office would produce consolidated budget versus actual income statements. And that's what the committee would work from, was the national office's documents.
Okay. And this is a separate motion from the approval of budget motion? Are there two motions right now?
There are two motions, which is kind of a procedural problem, but no one's objected to it yet.
I have this as an amendment. You asked for an amendment, so I have your thing about the reviews as an amendment to the...
Okay. Motion. We can treat them as one composite motion.
But the motion when we approve the budget on the station and the units, should this still also, the monthly performance versus actual, should that be part of that approval of the budget as well, of each of the radio stations?
Well, this motion already applies to all units. Are you asking if we have to approve it again every time we take up a station?
No. If every motion that's going to be passed to the national, the PNB will include this kind of language.
There's nothing in the motion about this language going to the PNB. This is like a declaration of intent by the committee.
Okay. I was just thinking about the deviation from the usual approval process. So it's kind of a different, you know, if there are two motions, I understand that there's going to be a procedural recommendation, and then one.
Tell you what, Raul, if you'd rather they be two different motions, you can make a move to divide right now, and we can dispose of them separately.
Okay, I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I'll take that as a motion to divide from Raul Salvador. Is there any objection to handling these two motions separately? Hearing none, the motion's divided. The second half of the motion comes first. It reads as follows: during 2015, fiscal year 2015, National Finance Committee shall review monthly the budget versus actual performance of all financial units, plus stations' progress on catch-up payments to the national office. Is there any objection to that motion?
No.
Hearing none, it's approved. And we're back to the original motion, which is from Tony Norman, to approve the National Office budget and pass it on to the Pacifica National Board for approval. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, we are done with the National Office budget. Congratulations, Raul, and thank you for your hard work.
Thank you.
You have more budgets than most to juggle.